It's Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. We're featuring the voices of veterans on KUNC this week. It's a part of StoryCorps' Military Voices initiative. Today, we hear from a daughter beginning to understand her father's military service. 46-year-old Thomas Chandler was commissioned by the U.S. Marines in 1991. 25 years later, he now teaches middle school mathematics in Fort Collins and serves in the Marine Corps Reserves. He recently sat down to impart some of the lessons he learned with his 7-year-old daughter, Lila.
What was your branch of service? What was your job or assignment?
I was in the Marine Corps, and I was an artillery officer. And when I was deployed and went to Iraq, I was a watch officer in the 1st Marine Division Fire Support Coordination Center. I don't know if that might make much sense to you, so I think maybe we'll just go on to the next question.
What did your dad and grandpa teach you about the military service?
Well, both my dad and my grandfather were in the Army. And what I think I learned from them was that you just do your job the best way you can. My dad was in Vietnam, and he never really told stories of what he did either. And you just do the best job you can.
Is there anything you never told me, but you want to tell me now?
So I want to ask you a question, and maybe this will help me to know how to tell you this. What do Marines do?
They help keep this world safe and do things to protect us.
But do you know what it means, what you might have to do to keep the world safe? What do you think you might have to do?
Work a lot.
Work a lot. Marines fight to keep the world safe. And I hoped that I would have an opportunity to talk to you about what that means. What did you learn about karate, about fighting?
Only do it when you really need to.
Yeah.
To protect yourself and other people. And when you're tired, don't give up. Just continue fighting.
Marines fight, and Marines are ready to fight. The job of a Marine division is to take lives. And it's not ever something that you should be proud of doing. The thing is that we have to be ready to fight, because by being ready to fight, sometimes we can avoid a fight. Like, remember when your karate instructors were talking to you about what you should do if somebody bullies you? What should you do?
You should stop, walk away, and then if they follow you, tell somebody. And if somebody else is getting bullied and it's not you, don't just stand there. Come and help them.
And when you come and help somebody, how should you act?
Nice.
You should act nice and polite. Sometimes having the confidence and being ready to fight can prevent a fight in the first place. Your instructors didn't tell you to fight, but they said it was important to show a lot of confidence, right?
Mm-hmm.
And respect, because when you show respect for someone else, that shows confidence in who you are. So that's a lot about what Marines do. They're ready to fight, and they do fight. But the best thing that Marines do is when they don't fight. There's probably a lot more for you to learn, but at 7, maybe this is just enough to get you started. Something for you to think about and some questions you can ask me when you're ready. So is this the point where we get to thank each other?
I want to say thank you for the time I got to spend with you and the things I got to learn about the military service and about your life.
Well, I really want to thank you for asking me questions. And most importantly, Lila, this has been a wonderful opportunity for me to share some things that I haven't had a chance to share with you before. And I really hope that maybe when you think about what we've said here today, you'll have some questions, and we'll continue this process of asking questions and answering questions.
Thomas and Lila Chandler live in Fort Collins. Lila is in second grade. All of the interviews you'll hear this week were recorded by StoryCorps at Colorado State University earlier this year. Excerpts were selected and produced by KUNC. To hear more, go to KUNC.org.